Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Two very important bills pending, two very important issues in the Congress, the extension of our debt limit and the National Defense Authorization Act. The extension of our debt limit, it was exceeded in August. The Republicans provided a few votes to extend it to December 3rd. Secretary of the Treasury advises that if it's not extended again, we'll run out of cash by the 15th and federal employees won't get paid. Okay, who are the federal employees? Well, how about people in the military? How about the federal government? They won't get paid. They won't get paid because the Republicans are filibustering the attempt to raise it, filibustering it, which means you need 10 Republican votes. And Manchin and Sinema, I don't know how many times I have to say this, will not suspend the filibuster for any reason. They should for the Voting Rights Act, at least the John Lewis Act. My view, the whole Voting Rights Act. They should for a lot of things. They won't. They vote like Republicans. So in any event, what's going to happen? Moscow Mitch had said initially, well, we're not going to extend it. The Democrats can try on their own, but I'm going to filibuster it. And he knows that Manchin and Sinema will not beat the filibuster. So Moscow Mitch wants to shut the government down and make Biden look bad. Suddenly, he started chirping like a bird in the spring. And I thought, ooh, this is strange from Moscow Mitch, a broken down old crow, chirping all of a sudden like a bird in the spring. What do I mean by that? What was he chirping? He was chirping that, well, we always get it done. We'll probably get it done this time, too. John Thune of South Dakota, the number two guy in the Senate, goes, we always get it done. Don't worry, we'll get it done. Suddenly, there's chirping. Why is there chirping? There's chirping because they realize the following. Right now, in the polls, it looks like they could take over the Senate and the House in 2022. And if they do, they do not want a bankrupt country to run. And they do not want a campaign issue in that those races where they're the ones that shut down the government. So suddenly they're all peaches and cream, peaches and cream. They shut it down most recently for 35 days on December 21st of 2018 when Trump was president at Trump's request. 35 days, the Coast Guard didn't get paid. The FBI didn't get paid. They juggled money around, tried to pay the army because Trump, if you recall, wanted to use some money to build the wall. They also shut the government down in January and February of 2018. Ted Cruz shut it down one time all by himself, simply saying he was going to put on hold something. Do you understand the damage the Republican Party does to the United States? I don't think you do. Everybody talks in terms of progressive and the Build Back Better Act and should there be family leave. They are directly hurting the United States, our defense, our standing in the world. They have encouraged, by doing this, China to start making military flights near Taiwan, and Putin menacing Ukraine and most recently Lithuania. Lithuania has told us that the Belarusian and Russian militaries are now integrated and they are afraid of another attack on Eastern Europe. We liberated Poland. We liberated Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, the Czechoslovakia, now the Czech Republic and Slovakia, Hungary. We liberated them, Ukraine. The Republicans are permitting what had been the commie Ruskies, now they're the criminal Ruskies, coming back in. Do you understand that? That is what a Republican does. And if you're a Republican or an independent and vote for any Republican, you are voting to directly injure the United States. It has nothing to do with the Build Back Better Act. So my prediction is that Moscow Mitch and Thune and the rest will put 10 votes again together, chirping, butter won't melt in their mouth, canary feathers coming out of the sides of their mouth, chirp, chirp. It's a grotesque thought, frankly. It's grotesque to think of Moscow Mitch. That's what's happening. So we may get it done. Now, remember something. The this whole business of debt limit is very recent. For most of our history, what do you mean a debt limit? If the government authors, the Congress authorized $1 million or $1 billion in spending and borrows it, they're authorizing the repayment of it. And we're not deadbeats. You don't put out bonds for it and then not honor the bonds. Suddenly the Republicans at some point go, well, we need two votes to authorize the spending and then to honor our debt for what we borrowed for it. Well, why do you need that? The 14th Amendment says that you won't question our debt. Yeah, but that had Confederate overtones about the Confederacy debt. It had to do with the fact that Charles I had a blonde beard and the Rule of Slaves case. And the idiots went along with that. And what I just said is all gobbledygook, and that's basically what they said. So now you need two votes. The Republican Party is corrupt. Do you understand how corrupt it is? They'll vote for this expenditure. For instance, much of this expenditure, Donald Trump put $7 trillion on our national debt, and the Republicans won't vote to pay the debt service on it. That's really what's going on. Do you understand that? I don't think everybody does. Please understand that. They will shut down the government if they think it will damage a Democratic president or achieve a legislative objective, and there'll be peaches and cream and start to chirp when they think it's to their advantage. My guess is it's going to get extended, all for the wrong reasons. There shouldn't be a debt limit. What it should be is if Congress authorizes money and borrowing it, we authorize the repayment of it. If you put money on a credit card, you're expected to repay it. The government right now is basically just paying debt service, interest. That's what's happening. Then there's a National Defense Authorization Act. They're going to try to interfere with that too. Even though it's always been bipartisan in the past, the Ruskies are right again at the halls of Eastern Europe, the Chinese and Taiwan. And here's what some of the issues are. One of the issues in the National Defense Authorization Act is that to extend the draft, it has to apply to women. There are several senators in both parties who do not want to extend it to women, and their reasons have to be taken into account, and they are these. We don't need to do it right now. Some people are saying, therefore, we shouldn't extend the draft at all. In my view, we have to extend the draft. Women serve honorably, and for instance, in the Israeli army, they're absolutely necessary because of small numbers. But some people will not vote for it for that reason. Biden does not have a line item veto, and Schumer is the one that's putting this bill out. So they're going to have to deal with that. They're going to have to deal with that. Trump actually vetoed the National Defense Authorization Act the last time at the end of 2020. He vetoed it. The Republicans finally got a few votes to override his veto. They would strip the United States of the money to pay our armed services and to buy bullets and missiles. Do you understand that? Then the Republicans want something in the act that, and that some Democrats as well, I should say mostly Democrats, repealing the Iraqi war authorization. And that's fine. We don't want to go to war in Iraq. We're not in a war in Iraq. But Biden has to have the ability to bomb jihadist sites that are attacking our soldiers. He has to have that ability. That's another issue. And the third one, Republicans want to have hearings on Afghanistan and on the withdrawal and politicize it. This stuff's all going on. Hey, guys, authorize the National Defense Authorization Act. Do it quick. The Ruskies know what's going on. The Chi-Coms know what's going on, and you're endangering the world and our foreign policy. When we break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.